The WPIL 5A Softball Championship features number one Armstrong back in the title game for the fourth straight year, and the 10 seed Thomas Jefferson reaching the finals for the first time since 2018. Armstrong trailed number four Penn Trafford 6-1 in the fourth, but chipped away. The Riverhawks' Rachel Band not only took over in the circle, but drove in a pair of runs with a single in the fourth and another with a ground out in the sixth to tie the game. That set the stage for Emma Paul's walk-off home run in the bottom of the eighth to win the game 8-6. Thomas Jefferson's 4-2 win over Greater Latrobe was the third straight two-run playoff victory for the Jaguars. Olivia Stock drew a bases-loaded walk, then Adelina Bracco flared a two-run single to center as TJ scored three times after two outs in the second. In the fourth, Stock stroked an RBI double to right center to give Aubrey Schaefer enough breathing room in the circle. The freshman struck out six in a four-hit complete game. NFHS brings you the WPIL 5A Softball Championship game from Penn West, California's Lilly Field. Number one Armstrong and number 10 Thomas Jefferson, in conjunction with Greensports.net, is coming your way next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
He's going to take it himself!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from Penn West, California's Lilly Field in the 2024 WPIL Softball Championships. Coming up next, the 5A title game between top-seeded Armstrong and number 10 Thomas Jefferson. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with partner Nate Rigotti and our WJPA Sports Network crew here on NFHS. Jason Tennant, our floor director, Gary Bennett, Brandon Bennett, Brett Gambita on camera. Armstrong here for the fourth year in a row, winning the 2022 title on the way to a second straight appearance in the state finals. The Riverhawks didn't even qualify in the four seasons ahead of their current run. Number 10 Thomas Jefferson back in the finals for the first time since 2018, the second time since winning the 2014 championship, the Jags' only WPIL title. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition, by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true, by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Winner of this game will take on the WPIL fourth place finisher Greater Latrobe. The loser will travel into District 3 and take on that runner-up, the loser between Southwestern and Solanco, the D3 championship game scheduled for tonight at 6:15. We'll take a closer look at our matchup in the championship game of the 5A bracket when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true. by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back at Penn West, California's Lilly Field, here's how the two teams got here. Full bracket, 16 teams in this 5A bracket. Armstrong started with a 9-5 win over Western Beaver, got by the 8-seed Connellsville 4-1, and then had to rally to beat Penn Trafford, trailed 6-1 in that game against the eventual third-place finisher, number 4-seed Penn Trafford. Armstrong an 8-6 winner. TJ, meanwhile, saw them during the regular season in a couple of games against Trinity. Thomas Jefferson, the 10 seed, knocked off the 7, South Fayette 6-4. Another 6-4 win against the 2 seed North Hills, and then a 4-2 winner over Greater Latrobe in the semifinals. Third place finisher mentioned Penn Trafford winning on Tuesday 4-1 over Latrobe. All four semifinalists will make the state tournament. Penn Trafford as the 3, Greater Latrobe as the 4, and obviously Armstrong and Thomas Jefferson will decide 1 and 2. We told you Latrobe gets the winner in the first round and the loser over into District 3. TJ 5-1 in the last 6. The Jags were 6-6 heading into the last couple of days of April, but have won 5 games, 3 in the playoffs, couple of wins down the stretch in the regular season, beating Upper St. Clair in section, and then a 12-2 win against Bell Vernon, who was the 6th seed in the 4A bracket, lost to Elizabeth Forward, who we're going to see in the 4A championship game later. For Armstrong, 11 straight wins, 3-1 start, lost to Penn Trafford, but then rattled off 11 straight wins before losing to eventual 2A champion Neshanic, and then to the 6A Pine Ridgeland. The Pine Ridgeland was the 4 seed in that 6A bracket. Interesting, they did not get out of the quarterfinals, upset by Norwin, who we're going to see here, because Norwin went on, after upsetting the 4, upset the 1, and going to play in the WPIL championship. Armstrong then with those 3 playoff wins that we talked to you about. Section 2 standings, Armstrong the champion, a game better than Penn Trafford, 3 up on Latrobe, and 4 games better than Franklin Regional. In Section 4, Trinity and Connellsville tied for the section championship, but the Hillers did not get out of the opening round. TJ finished a game back and 1 game up on Bethel Park. Mike Gaffney will call the balls and strikes today. William Buhner will be at first, Brian Ralston at second, and David Gatling will handle things on the third base line. And the starting lineups, and I'm guessing we're not going to have the anthem because we did the introductions for starters after the anthem the last time. So let's run down the starting lineups. First of all, for Heidi Karcher and the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars, third baseman Olivia Stock will lead off, followed by the shortstop Addie Bracco and the center fielder Zoe Creason. Second baseman Morgan Alaseski hits fourth, followed by the designated player Elena Grease and the catcher Allison Chalovich. And the seven hitter will be first baseman Taylor Karpak, followed by pitcher Aubrey Schaefer, and the left fielder Hannah Alonzo. The flex player is Sophia Janosko. Again, for Thomas Jefferson, top down at Stock, Bracco, and Creason. And on top, Aliseski, Grease, and Chalovich in the middle. Karpak, Schaefer, and Alonzo on the bottom, with Janosko, the right fielder and flex player. For Keith Schaefer and the Armstrong Riverhawks, shortstop Emma Paul will lead off, followed by designated player Natalie Ziegler and the third baseman Shelby Cloak. First baseman Jesse Pugh in the fourth spot, followed by the catcher Abby Bauer and left fielder Isabella Przenica. Batting seventh and playing second base is Jordan Klingensmith, followed by the center fielder Lily Guthrie and the pitcher Madison Baker. Flex player is the right fielder Clara Toy. Top down for number one seed Armstrong, it's Paul Ziegler and Cloak on top. Pugh, Bauer, Przenica in the middle. Klingensmith, Guthrie, and Baker on the bottom with the right fielder flex player Clara Toy. Armstrong coming in at 17-3. Thomas Jefferson at 11-7. You think 11-7 in the WPIO championship game. That's what happens. You know, we talk about this in the Stanley Cup. You know, you get in, everybody got a chance, and you can see teams make runs. They're not the only one. We're going to see Norwin with a .500 record in the WPIO championship game. Thomas Jefferson in the championship game here as well. First pitch coming your way in just a moment. We come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Beautiful day here at Penn West, California. We've been here at times when the skies have been very threatening. And used to be in the old days when we worked in the home plate area, Nate, you had to look back over your shoulder to see the bad weather coming. If we have any bad weather coming, we're going to get to look at it first. We'll be one of the first people to see it coming, but there is nothing in the forecast in terms of that. And good call by the league yesterday early in the morning to set aside the games from Wednesday and flip those to Friday. Did change the order of the games and the earlier start time tomorrow, but a good call because we're going to play in these kinds of conditions all weekend long.
Yeah, it all works out. I mean, right call yesterday. They made it early. Things have to move around a little bit, change of schedule, but hey, we're going to get all these games in. It's a beautiful afternoon. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful as well. I mean, the sky looks like the background on Toy Story, you know, that bright blue and all the perfect clouds. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous out here today for some playoff softball, championship softball.
Madison Baker in the circle, Abby Bauer behind the plate, Jesse Pugh at first, Jordan Klingensmith at second, Shelby Cloak at third, and Emma Paul at short. Przenica, Guthrie, and Toy, the outfield from left around to right. Like Mike Gaffney says, let's play. Olivia Stock, the third baseman for the Jaguars, steps in. And we're ready to get this one underway. Baker, the right-hander, winds and deals. Breaking ball. Misses low and away for ball one. And I know that wind is... it is plenty windy here at the moment. 1-0. This is outside, ball two.
Another breaking ball that breaks too far to the left for Baker. Goes outside.
Long time between pitches. Baker in no hurry. Brings a pitch at the belt for a called strike.
I think Olivia Stock take all the way there. 2-0 pitch, still waiting for Baker to find the zone. Wait to see one.
Two balls and a strike. The count to Olivia Stock. Leadoff batter strokes one, but just foul. That ball stayed in the grass all the way down the right field line in foul territory, and just that close to being a base hit. Count even up at 2-2 now. Right-hander Baker toes the pitching rubber, sticks the left foot back behind, rocks and deals, off-speed breaking ball, misses outside. Curveball there, but not really a threat. Pitch was off the outside edge to begin with. Stock hits a tapper, home plate area, stays alive.
Nice battle with the plate to start off this game by Olivia Stock. Fouled off a couple of pitches. Good job by Baker to come back in this one too after going down 2-0.
We saw that in the opening ball game as well, primarily the Nishanic batters making Gonglick throw a lot of pitches. And 3-2 to the plate. Slap foul to the backstop.
Man, what a start to this game. These two teams familiar with each other too, Bob. Armstrong has eliminated Thomas Jefferson in the WPIL playoffs each of the past two seasons, trying to do it three times in a row. The other games were in the quarterfinals, though. This one for a crown.
Three balls, two strikes, take three. Pitch misses inside, ball four. It's a leadoff walk to Olivia Stock.
That's just a great at bat by Stock. Fouled off a couple of pitches. Good patience at the plate there by Stock.
Now Addie Bracco to bat.
It's a young Thomas Jefferson team too. Bracco, one of the sophomores in the starting lineup.
First pitch. Sharp bender, and it misses off the edge. Ball one. Part of the early part of any game is finding out what the home plate umpire is calling for strikes, what he's not. 1-0. Fastball away, 2-0. And I will tell you about 10 pitches in that if I'm a batter, I want Mike Gaffney calling the balls and strikes. It's been a batter's strike zone so far. 2-0, misses high, ball three. You know, and I said 10 pitches. Obviously, some of those, you know, they weren't gray area pitches, but the gray area pitches so far have been favor the batter. Three balls, no strikes. That one's going to get a called strike at the knees. Good location there from Baker.
Baker, though familiar with the championship game, she came on in relief last year in the loss to Trinity.
You know, four straight years to the finals for the River Hawks. Won the 2022 title. Swing and a miss. And the count goes full, second batter in a row. No pitch count in softball like we have in baseball.
State finals for Armstrong in 22 and in 21.
Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Coming all the way back. Baker had missed the zone with the first three pitches, but comes right straight back to strike out Addie Bracco. Center fielder Crezon steps in now. Stock at first, drew the walk on the third 3-2 pitch of her at-bat. First pitch in for a called strike.
Crezon, one of the better batters on this Thomas Jefferson team, a .400 average. Leads the team with five homers this year.
Oh, one rolls off the table, misses low for a ball, 1-1. the second of six WPIL softball championship games here at Penn West University, California's Lilly Field. Trying to paint the edge. Baker misses wide.
Softball championships have been hosted here for a long time, too.
With the
little break in there, right?
Break in there. Went to Seton Hill. Not Seton Hall, as I told somebody the other day. Pop up to the first baseman in foul territory. Pugh makes the grab. Two out.
Yeah, good job by Jesse Pugh. Easy catch for her.
Bring up Morgan Aliseski. Stock walked, but is stuck at first. Baker deals. Brings a pitch inside edge. Called strike. Ball a little tail back over the plate there at the finish. Like Aliseski gave up on it. Not that that's a pitch necessarily you want to swing at. Here comes the 0-1. Stroke right past the pitcher. Base hit into center field. Two on with two out. Good job there by the cleanup hitter just to turn that fastball over the plate. And you see just thigh high over the plate and stroked it right into center, right past the ear of the pitcher, Baker.
Yeah, Baker tried to get the glove up there to stab at it. Goes right over the glove, puts runners on first and second base here.
Well, you think about how close the pitcher is when the ball comes out of the hand. Pitch in for a strike to Grease. You think about how close. I mean, you start at 43 feet, you lunge forward, and then follow through, and that ball gets turned right back around coming back at you. That's why the masks, the heart guards, those kind of pieces. Little flare toward the shortstop. Emma Paul snares it on the lineout to end the inning. The Jags get no runs a hit, two left on. We played half an inning. Thomas Jefferson, nothing. Armstrong coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Go to the bottom of the first inning. Aubrey Schaefer will be in the circle. She's thrown 120-plus innings and allowed about 160 hits or walks combined. You do the math. What's that, 1.3 whip? Somewhere
you got
along
it.
Those lines.
You're spot on. 1.331. ERA of just over 3.
Schaefer in the circle, Chalovich behind the plate, Karpak at first, Aliseski at second, Stock at third, and Bracco at short, Alonzo, Crezon, and Janosko, the outfield from left around the right.
Emma Paul going to lead things off here for Armstrong, and I'm so excited to get to see her play. Phenomenal basketball and softball player.
She leads off here. She walked off against Penn Trafford with the eighth inning two-run home run to end it. Paul takes a pitch from Schaefer high. Interesting, Crezon came out in well before warm-ups and brought a ball out to the center field, and she's firing it off the padding and off the batter's eye that is from right center to left center here. Elsewhere it's... Pitch misses outside 2-0. Elsewhere, it's chain link, though there are pads at each of the fence posts in the home run fence. And the cap on top, as, of course, is safety item required. in the legal playing area. 2-0 to the plate, drops in nicely for a called strike from Schaefer. But she's firing the ball off, trying to hit the where the pipes were, trying to hit the seams in the padding. Just checking things out, wanting to know what caroms are what. Pitch in on the inside edge, called strike two.
That's a smart heads-up play to know that you got to go check everything out. It should be normal.
And it's interesting. She has the more uniform. Ball ripped by Paul, snared by third baseman Stock.
Wow. Great that's, catch.
That's either in the glove or it's not. I mean, that's you get the glove up, you get it moving up there, but it's either in the glove or it's not. Olivia Stock snares the ball ripped by Emma Paul. That's going down the left field line.
Oh, my goodness. That was on a line right at her. Stock doing a great job to get the glove up. Rip that one out of the air. Great play.
Natalie Ziegler to bat now, the designated player. Schaefer winds and deals. Drop pitch in for a called strike. And not surprised. I mean, Schaefer, people hit the ball when she's pitching. But the defense gets the job done. Certainly in this streak down the stretch here to get to this game, they have done just that. Off-speed pitch misses outside for a ball.
Schaefer just a freshman too, by the way. But you're right. Yeah. Looking up and down all six championship games, there's some really, really good pitchers. You saw two of them in the 2A game. Schaefer, not quite to that level, but TJ plays good defense, and they can rely on that.
1-1, misses wide, 2-1.
I mean, Thomas Jefferson coming in as the 10 seed on a great run, though. I mean, five wins in their last six games. That only lost to Elizabeth Forward, who, by the way, is the number one overall seed in 4A. Just a one-run loss.
Pitch misses inside and low. Now 3-1 the count on the two-hitter Ziegler. Before that that run, their last loss was to Trinity, and the Jags had a runner thrown out at the plate that ended that ball game. Pitch in for a called strike. Full count now, 3-2. Yeah, that day, Connellsville, Trinity, TJ, and Bethel could have all been in a four-way tie for first when that day ended. Connellsville and Trinity ended up tying for the section championship. Swing and a miss. Good comeback from Schaefer as Ziegler goes down swinging. Two outs in the bottom of the first. Shelby Cloak to the plate now.
Armstrong team had rattled off 11 straight wins before losing back-to-back non-section games against a couple of semifinalists in the WPIL and other classifications. A 6-0 loss in Ashanik, who just won the 2A championship, still undefeated this year. And Pine Richland was the 4 seed in 6A.
Pitch to the plate, ripped down the left field line. It's a foul ball.
Third base umpire right on that one.
That's David Gatling with the call. And We've seen two rocket shots down the left field line in the two games today, and they could not have totaled more than 5 feet foul. Ball ripped over top of Olivia Stock, but foul. One strike on Shelby Cloak. Pitch misses wide for a ball, 1-1. When that ball hit hard, the ball hit by Paul, rocketed just like that, but that's what Aubrey Schaefer is going to give you. Just want it at people and in gloves. A twister cloud of dust. Pitch into the plate, misses low for a ball, 2-1. I think our next big setup like this when we do this, we got to get like a 36-inch screen. How about that? We'll hang it right up there where we can look up. Swing and a miss over top of the changeup from Schaefer. The budget will handle that?
I don't know.
I just bring mine from home. Two balls, two strikes, two out and nobody on for the one seed Armstrong Riverhawks. Pitch comes down and in to fill the count. Left fielder Alonzo backing up after that 2-2 pitch. Probably four or five steps deeper now. Here's the payoff pitch. Ground ball foul. Wide of third. Jags in the third base dugout. The Riverhawks in the first base.
It's been like that through the whole tournament. Higher seed takes first base dugout.
That is correct. And they're the home team. Schaefer's 3-2 to the plate. Skied behind the first base dugout. Out of play. Did I ever mention to you there used to be a barn there? Right about where that ball hit.
You have.
Big old barn and a big old tree. Always wondered if there was a 66 Corvette in the bottom of that barn, but never found out. 3-2, misses high, ball four. Just like in the TJ first, the third 3-2 pitch misses the mark. Shelby Cloak draws a two-out walk against Schaefer. If you tuned in today to see a perfect game, sorry to have dashed your hopes already. Both teams have had base runners now. First baseman Jesse Pugh to the plate. Might have to tie the tent down to my waist. I guarantee it won't blow away then. Swing and a miss by Pugh.
It is breezy out here today.
I'll take one side, you take the other.
All right.
That tent won't go anywhere. It can bring on a tornado and that tent won't go anywhere. No, that's not true. The views expressed. Swing and a miss. And Pugh in an 0-2 hole. None of the information provided should be counted on as factual or useful in dangerous situations. Cloak at first. No balls and two strikes. Schaefer's pitch to Pugh. This is for a ball, 1-2. Nice crowd gathering here. We talked about Bentworth being, you know, 12 minutes up the road. Thomas Jefferson's not a whole lot farther from the high school here with the toll road. Roll right down 43 right to the California exit. 1-2. Just missed off the edge outside.
Do love that Mon Fayette Expressway. Armstrong, obviously from Armstrong County. It's a good way from here in the Mon Valley.
And, of course, Neshanic and Union both coming from the Newcastle vicinity. Here comes the 2-2. It's fouled off straight back. Runner was going. But now she'll have to go back. And that ball was ruled foul, so she actually has to go back. We had a play in the first game where we all thought foul ball, except the home plate umpire. He just said it was a strike that went to the backstop. So the runner got to stay on second base. 2-2 the count to Jesse Pugh. Pitch line foul. Wide of the first base coach's box. Keith Schaefer, the head coach. Pete Harmon, Cindy Young, Jamie Paul assisting for Armstrong. Thomas Jefferson, Kylie Hartbauer, Haley Karcher, Amanda McHugh, and Skylar Meyer assisting Heidi Karcher. Pitch misses down and in to fill the count. 3-2 back pick, not in time. Gotta love a catcher not afraid to throw the ball around. That is, you gotta love them until they throw one around somewhere.
It happens.
Three balls, two strikes. Schaefer to the plate. Pugh hits it in the air to right center field. Crezon had a run after it. Not going to get to it. It gets down and goes to the wall. an RBI double for Jessie Pugh. Looked like Crezon had it measured, and then she slowed down and then never did get to it.
Right to the power alley there in right center. She has over 30 career home runs, does Jessie Pugh. Brings in the first run of the ball game. Good solid hit there by the four-spot batter.
Pugh was in an 0-2 hole, battled it back full, and then delivered. It'll bring up Abby Bauer, the catcher. Schaefer unable to get the out pitch after having two strikes on the last two batters. Ball stroke to left, and a couple of steps toward the line. Hannah Alonzo makes the catch on the lineout to end the inning, but Armstrong gets a run on a hit. The two-out Pugh RBI double and a runner left on. We've played one. Your score, Armstrong 1, Thomas Jefferson nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Get set for the top of the second inning. The Jags come to the plate down a run. Here's what else is on the docket. Still to come today, Elizabeth Forward at Hampton, a 1-2 matchup. That's the way we started the day. 2A 1-2, won by Neshanic 3-0. EF Hampton to close today. Tomorrow's action will start with a 1-3 battle for the 1A title, Union and Chartiers Houston. We'll go to 6A with Seneca Valley Norwin. That's that 2-5 pairing. And then the often matched up 3-4 championship game in 3A South Park and Mohawk will close the championship festival here tomorrow afternoon. First pitch fastball from Madison Baker, high and tight to Ali Chalovich. One ball, no strikes. Ball ripped, but well foul. That got in the dugout. There's a couple of fences over there. And one is on top of the roof because the third base dugout roof is actually used for media, for photographers, etc. And then because of that, there's a fence in front of that to protect them standing up. And that ball got around the first fence and off the one on top of the roof and dropped into the dugout. 1-1 change up in for strike two.
Catching the outside corner there. Good pitch from Madison Baker. Yeah, it is a good setup here at Lilly Field.
Ball popped up foul. That's going to get back out of play. A ball and two strikes on Ali Chalovich. Mentioned the game at Trinity, 7-6 loss to the Hillers. Chalovich was the runner thrown out trying to score the tying run and ending the game. Another 1-2 popped up in the infield. Second baseman Klingensmith calls for and makes the catch. One down. Taylor Karpak to bat now. TJ had runners at first and second with two out. But a soft line out to short ended that threat. Two out RBI double in the bottom of the inning for Jessie Pugh. Got the River Hawks on the board. First pitch in for a called strike to Karpak from Madison Baker. Ball fouled off. That one comes straight back over the shoulder of home plate umpire Mike Gaffney. Each of these teams has won one WPIL championship, TJ in 2014, Armstrong 8 years later. The fourth straight year to the finals for Armstrong. Off-speed pitch misses away, 1-2. Riverhawks came out of COVID strong, haven't missed the final since.
Might be the only good thing to come out of it.
Of course, we all miss things. Ball ripped on a line, but foul. Just over the road and kept from going down into the retention pond, which in the 20-plus years we've been coming here, we've seen a lot of balls get over that hill and splash down, but that one didn't. Also seen a lot of growth around that pond over there. 1-2, high fastball swung on and missed. Second strikeout of the game for Baker. Karpak retired. Aubrey Schaefer to bat now.
Was up in the zone. Nice pitch there from Madison Baker to pick up her second K.
Softball folks call that a rise ball.
Sure do.
Coming out of the hand, down around the knee, and finishes up around the batter's head. Schaefer to bat now. First pitch, called strike. Baker put that right into Bauer's mitt. Pitch from my naked eye looked a little wide, but it went right into the glove. Right where Bauer wanted it. 0-1, that one way outside. Of course, I'm 225 feet from home plate. I do have a straight look over the pitcher. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Lunging up into that swing was Schaefer.
Another one of those rise balls. Good pitch.
Two out, nobody on for the Jags in the top of the second. Baker winds and deals. Schaefer takes that pitch off the edge. Count even up at 2-2. Swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. Schaefer strikes out Karpak, or excuse me, Baker strikes out Karpak and Schaefer to put the Jags down in order. We've played 1.5. It's Armstrong 1, Thomas Jefferson nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only saw him fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Bottom of the second inning. We'll have 6-7-8 due up for Armstrong. The River Hawks with a 1-0 lead.
Man, I love that mascot, the River Hawks. And if you're going to create a high school mascot, they did a great job. When they combined Ford City and Kittanny to create Armstrong, I love the color scheme, love the mascot.
First pitch from Aubrey Schaefer misses high and away for ball one. Wasn't West Shamokin part of that as well? And then West Shamokin came back out?
So West Shamokin is still part of the Armstrong School District, but they are a separate high school. They are sister high schools.
But was it always? Didn't West Shamokin go, wasn't it a three? Wasn't Armstrong, Kittanning, and West Shamokin all when they first went to Armstrong and then West Shamokin went back out?
I don't know that.
I think. But I'm not 100%. I shouldn't ask the question that I don't know the answer to, right? I didn't pay attention in law school. Pitch misses up and away for a ball.
Yeah, West Shamoka. I mean, we're talking about good softball up there in Armstrong County. West Shamoka, so they're part of the same school district. Armstrong, West Shamoka, and West Shamoka playing in District 6. They just played in the District 6 2A championship game yesterday. I came up a little bit short to Bald Eagle. But how'd you like to play in that rec league?
Pitch misses outside, ball four. Krasenica draws a leadoff walk. Second walk of the game allowed by Schaefer. Bring up Jordan Klingensmith.
Meeting in the circle here. For Thomas Jefferson, want to talk things over. Second walk thrown by Aubrey Schaefer today.
As we saw, you can't give stuff away. This WPIO championship, you can't give stuff away because then the foothills become, you know, the Rockies, and then that becomes Mount Everest, and you just run out of time and too much mountain.
Well, that's how they scored the first run in the bottom of the first inning. Armstrong getting a two-out walk, and Pugh doubled Clocombe to score.
Well, the meeting breaks up. Klingensmith to the batter's box. Aubrey Schaefer toes the pitching rubber, and the right-hander deals. Bunt shown, popped up, diving attempt by catcher Chalovich in foul territory off her glove. Could not get it in there. Drops for a strike.
Great attempt by Chalovich, though. Did everything she could to stretch out and get to that one. Just off the edge of the glove.
She's trying to return some of the dust back to the playing surface here, not wanting to take it home with her.
Can see the cloud coming off of her. Who's that, Pigpen and Charlie Brown?
Yeah, I wasn't going there. That was Nate Fragotti. 0-1 pitch. Bunted through, back pick. And just stepping on the base over the tag attempt. Aliseski covering up the second baseman. And she lost her footing just as she got to the bag. And scrambling back in, Przenica just avoided the tag. Klingensmith back into the box. 1-1 is bunted. Third baseman Stock will field it in foul territory for strike two.
Yeah, Stock letting that one roll foul. Slowed up on it.
We'll see how committed Coach Schaefer is to bunting here. Do you have your seven-hitter bunt with two strikes?
Just saw the Pirate Paragon a scooter right there behind home plate.
No balls, two strikes. Schaefer deals. No bunt shown. Fastball way up and away. Had a chance that Parrott stopped by and see us during game one. He's going to make his way here. Also got the pierogies helping us out. One ball, two strikes. Schaefer winds and deals to the plate. Swing and a miss. Second strike out of the game. Klingensmith took a good cut but came up way empty. One out here in the second. Lily Guthrie, the center fielder, to bat.
So that timeout called and conversation in the circle helps out.
WPIL Softball Championships presented by the Pittsburgh Pirates, sponsoring both baseball and softball championship tournaments. A popped up foul by Guthrie, out of play, straight back. This has been a relatively quiet crowd. We had a loud crowd in the first game, but we're still early on here. 1-0 Armstrong leading. 0-1 pitch drops off the table in the dirt.
I'll tell you what, Bob, we were at Gateway covering a baseball game when Armstrong played Connellsville. 4-1 win for Armstrong in that one. That was in the quarterfinals, and that was a raucous Armstrong crowd. They were loud.
They were indeed. Ball popped up. Shallow right field. Janosko comes on, makes the running grab. Runner retreats to first. Przenica gets back safely for a second time under challenge. Fly out to right. Madison Baker, the pitcher, to bat now. The nine hitter in the order. Bottom of the second inning. Armstrong with a 1-0 lead. Pitch misses low. That drop ball just missing the zone there. The three of us under the tent. Been a long day already. We got another one to go. Got here relatively early this morning. Cables to string. Setups to take care of.
Man, doing all three games tomorrow, too.
Indeed.
Some good ones tomorrow. Union, Shark Tears, Houston in 1A. Seneca Valley and Norwin in 6A.
South Park and Mohawk in the 3A title game. I have three balls and no strikes to the nine hitter, Madison Baker.
Brett.
Three balls, no strikes. Schaefer going to try to come back all the way against her pitching opponent. The 3-0 to the plate. And that's ball four. A walk to the six hitter. A walk to the nine hitter now with two outs. Two on, two out. Back to the top of the batting order. And Emma Paul, hardest hit ball of the day for either team. The blistering line drive to third.
Two-time first-team All-State as a shortstop for Armstrong. Emma Paul batting 500 on the year, headed to Fairmont State. Phenomenal player. Armstrong played in their first-ever girls basketball WPIL championship game this past year. Came up a little bit short. But Paul averaging 22 points a game on the hardwood.
Get a runner at first base, McKenna Poor, to run for the pitcher. So that's a courtesy runner, McKenna Poor. First pitch in the dirt. Paul gets her feet out of the way, and Chalovich scrambles out to block it. Two on, two out. Bottom of the second inning. Schaefer's walked three batters so far today, and now Paul rips one, but that's foul. Finds its way over to the tarp roll. Evens the count at 1-1.
Paul, a three-sport athlete up in the fall, a golfer.
One ball, one strike. Paul takes a pitch low for ball two. I know you like to chase the little ball around the short grass.
I do. I'm not any good at it.
Mark,
I bet you.
Uriah, our colleague, does as well.
I bet you Emma Paul's better than both of us.
I always had fun playing, but never played enough to be any good. Good thing is that my competitive nature got, you know, recognized the fact that I don't play enough. Ball ripped into left, played quickly by Alonzo. The throw back to the infield. Holds the runner, Przenica. Another hard hit ball by Emma Paul.
Did not hold her at first. Waved Przenica home, and then hurry up, got down the line, and threw up the stop sign. As running in from left field, Alonzo played that ball cleanly and was coming up ready to throw.
And now the base is loaded with two out here in the second. Natalie Ziegler stands in. It's the first pitch for a called strike. Another, that two hard hit balls by Emma Paul. Line out to third in the first, and then that ground ball single to left to load the bases. Way off the bat, you had to think she's got an RBI there, but not the case. Check swing, going to appeal. No swing is the answer from William Boehner, the first base umpire.
That ball was just, again, another hard hit one by Paul. It got to Alonzo so fast in left field.
played cleanly. And a perfect throw back to the infield. One ball, one strike. Ball popped up. Foul territory just onto the roof of the third base dugout. Now Schaefer looking for the out pitch now. Two strikes on the two-hitter. Natalie Ziegler struck her out the first time. Looking to do that again. Przenica at third. Poor, the courtesy runner at second. Paul at first with good speed. A ball into the gap could score three. Armstrong with a 1-0 lead. Here comes the 1-2. Ziegler, it's a tapper foul up the third baseline. Kudos to the ground crew here. They were working the field when we got here early this morning. Getting the tarp off, which protected the field through yesterday's bad weather. And then started to manicure everything. Field in great playing shape. Another 1-2 to the plate. Fly ball to left center field. Center fielder Frison calls for and makes the catch on this ball into the gap to end the inning. A couple of walks, a hit, and three left on. We played two. It's Armstrong 1, Thomas Jefferson nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
And it's great to be here at Penn West, California's Lilly Field, the home. The WPIL Softball Championships, the 5A matchup, number 1 versus number 10, and the 1 seed with a 1-0 lead here in the early going. As Madison Baker gets ready to work her third inning in the circle.
So Penn West, California softball head coach Rick Bertinoli floating around here this morning. His daughter graduates tonight. Has to leave here early, but it's good to see Rick. Good friend.
He likes to drive on that scooter, too. And with Coach B driving, there's one speed, one gear.
Ain't that the truth?
Hi. Hannah Alonzo leads off the TJ third inning, takes the first pitch down and in for ball one, the 9-hitter in the Jags batting order. One-oh pitch misses outside. TJ playing today without Emma DeSimone. Ejected from the early part of the semifinal game for malicious contact on a slide at home plate. Pitch in for a strike to Alonzo. Pitch over the heart of the plate at the waist. Strike two call, and Alonzo looking at that.
Two thrown right there by Baker. These are the ones you got to offer.
Two balls, two strikes. Alonzo takes high for ball three. Three balls, two strikes, a payoff pitch due from Baker. The righty deals. Pop foul to the backstop netting. Count holds. Ball lifted, foul again. Back to the backstop netting. Jags got a leadoff walk in the first, a two-out single in that frame, but unable to cash either of them in. Retired in order in the second. Now opening up inning number three here. Alonzo with an extended at-bat. Three balls and two strikes. Baker's pitch, lifted foul. Going to get down before the bus gets there.
That was Hampton who just got dropped off.
And their bus just avoided a dent in the roof. Three balls, two strikes. Try it again. Oh, still chasing that bus down the roadway. Foul ball, out of play. I think the bus is safe now.
Elizabeth Forward pulled in right behind him.
Three balls, two strikes, the count still. Here's the third 3-2 pitch. Alonzo takes that for called strike three. Pitch she thought looked just off the edge. And home plate umpire Mike Gaffney said, no, that's a strike. Yeah, ball, nice tail on it, broke back in. Good strike call. Fourth strikeout through first time through the batting order for Madison Baker. Back to the top of the order, and Olivia Stock. Pitch in for a called strike. Baker saw a bunch of pitches her first time up. Walked on the third 3-2 pitch that she saw. Baker deals to home, lifted foul and out of play over the first base dugout. No balls and two strikes. Kudos to our crew all around the park. No balls, two strikes to Olivia Stock. Madison Baker gets the signal, checks the wristband, winds and deals. 0-2, ball stroke, but right at shortstop Emma Paul. She didn't have to move. Except raised the glove up by her face.
Did not have to shuffle the feet whatsoever. Right at her.
Addie Bracco to bat now. Two out in the TJ third inning. Jags down 1-0. First pitch off the mark for ball one to Bracco. She struck out her first time up.
Pirate Parrot leading a fan base over here.
TJ cheers going. It's called a strike, 1-1 to Addie Bracco.
There's the Pirate pair right next to us. Get a little fist pump there. I like it. He's having fun out here today.
One ball, one strike, two out, nobody on for the Jags. And pitch right into the heart of the strike zone taken by Bracco, and she's now behind in the count, 1-2.
Pierogies are right behind him, by the way.
They're all over the place here. One ball, two strikes. Baker's pitch breaks outside, 2-2. Jags have not been able to get consecutive batters aboard. In fact, they've only got two base runners, so six straight since the base hit. And now swing and a miss. Bracco down on strikes for the second time. 11 batters, 5 strikeouts for Madison Baker. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Armstrong 1, Thomas Jefferson 0 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Pierogi just stole a chair. Put your feet up. Make yourself at home. Jump in a jump in a pot of water there if you'd like, and or into a hot skillet. How's that work?
Wow. You're doing that to Cheese Chester, my man?
Wasn't that what you do with pierogies?
Well, not Cheese Chester. That's our boy.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I thought that's what you do with pierogies. Put them in a hot skillet, right?
I got your back, Cheese. I got your back.
I didn't say put the parent in a pot of boiling water.
Look at him go.
Bottom of the third, Shelby Cloak to lead off.
Wow, look, Pirate Pair going to join the broadcast with us.
Yeah, bring a little intelligence to the crew here. Somebody knows a little something about the Diamond Sports, right? A little something.
Yeah, it's really cool, though, to see what the Pittsburgh Pirates have done to sponsor the WPIL Baseball and Softball Championships this year.
Shelby Cloak in the batter's box. She walked and scored the game's only run in the first. Bottom of the third inning. Armstrong looking to add to its 1-0 lead. Fly ball hit well to center field. Crezon going to chase this one. Play off the wall. Missed by about 2 feet of getting out of here. And Cloak heading for third and will get in with a stand-up triple.
Could see the frustration on Crezon's face, too. That hit high off the wall. Bounced, and, you know, she was playing around with that pregame, throwing it hard off the wall to see how it would ricochet. It ricocheted big time on her. She had to come back out, grab it, and then had to double clutch it too. And that allows Cloak to get to third.
Good speed from Cloak. She was no hesitation. And the great part about that, you have the whole play right in front of you. You round first and you're coming for second. You have the whole thing in front of you. Jesse Pugh stands in, takes the first pitch outside for a ball.
Armstrong with three hits in this one, two of them extra base hits.
And all three of them hit hard. That ball missed by about 2 feet up on the wall and straight away center from getting out of here. Pitch misses low for a ball. Jesse Pugh was behind in the count. 0-2 in the first, worked it full and then stroked the RBI double. To this point, plated the only run. But Shelby Cloak on at third. Line shot, diving play by Janosko to get it in the glove. Runner tags and scores. Pugh drives in her second run of the game. But an outstanding play by the right fielder Janosko to go and lay out and make the catch. Another hard-hit ball allowed by Schaefer there, but what a great play by Janosko to get the out.
Yeah, that was tremendous by Janosko to lay out for that one. They appealed the tag down at third to say that she did tag. Did Cloak, so Cloak scores. Pugh now with both RBIs in the game.
Two runs in. She drove them both home, and both balls hit the right or right center. One caught, one not caught. Oh, Abby Bauer stands in now. And Schaefer taking too long. Oh, Bauer steps out. Armstrong up 2-0 already. Fly ball, another layout play by Janosko. Sophia Janosko coming straight in toward home plate to lay out and make the catch.
Wow, how about that? Two diving catches by Janosko. Sophia having a great game in right field.
Prezenica to the plate now, Isabel Prezenica. Two out, nobody on. Schaefer winds and deals. First pitch to the plate. It's a called strike.
That one off the bat of Bauer just hung up there long enough to give Janosko time to get underneath it.
And again, long delay for Schaefer. Now winds and deals. 0-1 misses wide. A ball and a strike. Talked about Armstrong down the stretch, 11 straight wins before losing to Neshanic and to Pine Richland. The last win was against Indiana, who was the 3 seed in that 4 bracket. Ball popped up, home plate area, going to drift back and out of play. Ball on a strike, the count to Isabel Przenica. Schaefer's pitch is fouled off, and now 2 strikes against the right-handed hitting left fielder. That breeze can quit any time. Any time. Beautiful sunshine sky, blue sky, white puffy clouds. 1-2, Przenica lunges back away from that pitch. Just missed over off the inside edge.
Can hear the oohs and ahs from the TJ crowd. They wanted the strike call.
Yeah, none of them are any closer than we are. Here's the 2-2. Ball hit in the air to left, room for Alonzo. Looks up into the sun, makes the catch, and the side retired. Hard hit balls. A triple and a sack fly allows Armstrong to double its lead here in the bottom of the third. We've played 3. It's now Armstrong 2, Thomas Jefferson nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
And Coach Montecalvo mentioning there's openings in that golf outing. I know the banquet coming up in about a week and a half, their induction banquet. But the golf outing, shortly after that, cameras going.
Had to be the pierogi. I got it.
See? He did that because of me. He's mad that I said about putting him in a hot skillet, right? All right. We go to the top of the fourth inning. Zoe Crizon, the center fielder, will lead off for Thomas Jefferson. First pitch swinging, grounder in the 5-6 hole. Paul gloves it, throw to first, ball on the ground. And the out not accomplished. Crizon reaches on the E6. Got the whole crew scrambling here. Appreciate that. Get your center field look back. First pitch to Alaseski. Misses high for a ball. So Crizon safe at first on the E6. Alaseski, the only hit of the game so far for TJ, standing in. Madison Baker gets the sign and deals. Swing and a miss. Even the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Tying run in the batter's box for the Jags. Ball stroked into left. Going to find the grass. Cut off by Przenica to keep it from going down in the corner. 2 hits in the game for Alaseski after the E5 started the frame. Or E6, excuse me. So 2 on and nobody out. First time in the game, the Jags have back-to-back successful base runners. That'll bring up Elena Grease. Good work there, partner.
Yeah, the pierogi knocked off our camera, but we're good to go now.
I saw that coming. I saw him back up once, and he had no idea it was there, and he took a step forward, and then he backed up two steps and over it went.
And we broke a cord in there, too.
I guess that's what I get for saying about putting him in a pot of hot water or in a hot skillet, right? Ball hit in the air and hit well to right center field. Going to get down and one hop the fence. One run is going in. The runners right on top of each other and a two-run double for Greece. We're tied at two.
Wow, strokes this one back towards the warning track to right field. And how about the speed of Alaseski right on the heels of Crezon to get both runs across and tie up the game.
That ball just kept carrying and could not have split the outfielders any more perfectly. First run, an unearned run because of the E6 that allowed Crezon to reach on the low throw from Paul. Oh, a tie ball game, and Ali Chalovich comes to the plate. Chalovich pops it up, shallow center, getting it measured is Guthrie, and in the glove for the first out. Two fly balls off the bat of Chalovich in the game. Taylor Karpak coming to the plate. Things happened quickly there when that camera went down.
Boy.
Grounder in the 5-6 hole. Low throw. Base hit to left. Two-run double to right center. Pitch in for a called strike to Karpak, who struck out swinging her first time up. It's a whole new ball game. The 1-10 matchup tied up here in the top of the fourth inning. 0-1 hit well to left. Going to be room for Przenica moving toward the line. Fair territory makes the grab. And you heard David Gatling, the third base umpire, calling the out.
Tell you what, though, Thomas Jefferson putting the bat to the ball, especially in this inning. A couple of flyouts, the big double, two-run double.
Two out and a runner at second. Aubrey Schaefer to bat. She struck out swinging her first time up. 11 batters, 5 strikeouts, but 5 straight batters with balls in play. A number of them hit hard. Ball lifted foul and out of play. It's heading up the road toward the umpire's parking picnic area. Baker against Schaefer. This is the pitching matchup in the game. Ball stroke to left, but again, right at Przenica. She'll make the grab. Ball's hit right on the button in this fourth inning, and TJ gets the game square. Two runs, two hits in error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's now Thomas Jefferson 2, Armstrong 2 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bottom of the fourth, bottom part of the batting order due up for Armstrong, but now, like they were to start the game, batting in an all-square score situation. Tied 2-2, thanks to the two-run double for Elena Greece. Jesse Pugh drove in both runs for Armstrong, two separate plate appearances. Greece took care of it in one. First pitch swinging, popped up in a home plate area. Catcher Chalovich misplays it. Boy, that's a ball the third baseman Cloak has to come and get. Chalovich is chasing that to the dugout opening, and Cloak moving toward home plate, got to be the one to make the call there and go get it. Ball drops harmlessly, at least for the moment, as just a strike. One misses low. Aubrey Schaefer ball and a strike. 1-1 way upstairs. Hold on to that one a hair too long. Yanked it wide. Brett Gambita, the brothers Bennett, handling things here for us today, camera-wise. All pop fouling out of play to even the count at 2-2. And we're just getting started.
Yes, sir.
Three games today, one already a final in the books. Middle of this one, one full game to come. People walk here covering, carrying pizza boxes. I pay attention to their feet. 2-2. Drop ball misses low to fill the count 3-2. Not because I want them to leave us a slice of pizza, though that'd be okay. But that whole run of wires that runs from us down to the fence. Three balls, two strikes. Schaefer gets the sign. Right-hander twirls and deals. Ball stroke to left. Cut off by Alonzo, but a base hit to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning in the seventh spot, Jordan Klingensmith.
No lack of hitting in this one. Four hits now for Armstrong. Both teams hitting the ball well. I mean, even Armstrong's outs, they do not have a ground out.
They don't have any soft hits, I don't think, either.
Right.
They have hit the ball solidly. Runner at first, Lily Guthrie to bat. Makes the first pitch inside for a ball. Eight hitter Guthrie. And the age-old question, do you bunt your eight hitter to bring up the nine hitter? The answer so far from Keith Schaefer is no. Pitch misses outside, ball two. Armstrong, a run in the first on the double by Jesse Pugh, a run in the third on a sack fly to score Cloak, who had tripled to start the inning. 2-0 hit on a line to center field, going to die in front of Creason. Throw back to the infield, gets away, goes clear to the home plate area where Chalovich able to handle it. The back-to-back hits in the 7 and 8 spots to open the fourth inning. Armstrong wants to retake the lead. And now Madison Baker comes to the plate, and the answer is yes, you bunt your nine hitter to bring up the top of the order.
Let's see what they decide to do here.
With Emma Paul on deck, yep. Well, the other thing is, by doing so, you may take the bat out of Paul's hands. Ball bunted, foul, strike one. But middle innings, you're the one seed, 2-2 game, you're the home team. Yep, I bunt. I bunt my nine hitter.
Baker squared around the first time.
Fouled it off. No balls and a strike. Shows bunt again. Popped up, diving attempt, and again just off the mitt of Chalovich. She just missed again. It's the second time from the crouch, diving out, and cannot quite get it in the glove.
She was extended.
0-2 now to the nine hitter, Madison Baker. Oh, line. Shot snared by the second baseman. Throw back to first, double play. Alaseski gloved it, threw to Karpak. Two outs with a runner at second now.
Oh, what a great heads-up play by Alaseski at second base. Gets the line out, quickly turns to first. Karpak right there for it. They double up Guthrie off the bag. Back to the top of the order now, though, for the Riverhawks.
I walk Paul here. First base is open, two out in the inning, and she has blistered the ball twice. Pitch on. Fastball called strike, just above the waist, outer part of the plate.
I think this whole Armstrong lineup, though, can hit the ball.
No question. Runner at second and two out. Pitch is high. Ball one and one. My short-term memory is very good. She hit a walk-off two-run home run to win the semifinal. She blistered a ball that just landed in the glove of third baseman Stock and ripped a base hit in the second inning. Pitch out off the edge, 2-1. Runner at second is Jordan Klingensmith. She read the line drive and got back. Guthrie, the runner at first on the play, did not and got doubled off. Two balls, one strike. Schaefer's pitch to the plate, misses high. Ball three. 3 balls, 1 strike. Two out. 2-2 tie here in the bottom of the fourth. 5A WPIL softball championship game. 3 balls and a strike. Schaefer checks the wristband, gets the sign. The righty deals. 3-1 to the plate. Misses up and away. Ball four.
She gets walked, whether intentional or you just pitch around her.
Fourth walk allowed by Schaefer. First walk since walking Baker first time through the order. So batter now is Natalie Ziegler. Misses with the first pitch. Ball one. Right back to two on, but two out thanks to the line drive double play off the bat of Baker. Turned by Alaseski. 1-0 to Ziegler. Misses wide, 2-0. Ziegler, a strikeout and a fly out to center in her two at-bats. And now a trip to the circle by Allie Chalovich.
Yeah, I just want to settle down Schaefer here. Look, you got runners at first and second, but two outs. He's got to get through this one.
The TJ Bats, particularly DP Elena Grease with the two-run double, got the game all squared. Don't want to give it back here. Riverhawks looking for some two-out magic again. Got that in the first to take the 1-0 lead. Fly ball popped up. Shortstop Bracco back to make the catch to end the inning. Armstrong makes noise, but the TJ defense turns a twin killing to get out of the frame. No runs, two hits, two left on. We've now played four complete. Your score, Thomas Jefferson 2, Armstrong 2 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit. Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington.
All right. You are invited to become one of tomorrow's leaders today. Getting a look at the pierogi race.
Oh, going on in between innings. I think it locked up our computer there when we recorded these guys. A little technical issue, but, man, back-to-back wins there for that guy. One in the first game, too.
That's who knocked a camera over, though.
Yeah, it's true.
So he's 2-1. He is not 2-0. He's 2-1. He knocked a camera down.
He gets charged with a loss for that one.
Indeed. Top of the fifth, Hannah Alonzo, the left fielder, to lead off. Madison Baker and Aubrey Schaefer now in a 2-2 duel. Slapper to the hole and short. Emma Paul throws. First baseman not on the bag. Boy, first thing you do as a first baseman is get to the base.
Had a scramble back there, and you can see foot not there.
Pugh did not get to the bag. That's the first thing you do. Paul made the play. I got E3 there. That Paul, the first baseman, not getting to where she needs to be. So Alonzo aboard. Back to the top of the order now on Olivia Stock. Error. You know, the error in the fourth on the throw by Paul. Ball bunted up the third baseline and foul.
Cloak just waiting for that one to roll foul there.
The error by Paul on her throw to open the fourth was the first error of the day here. The 2A championship game had no errors. And now the Armstrong defense has committed its second error. Pitch in for strike two to Olivia Stock. Walked in the first, lined out in the third. Batting here with Alonzo at first and nobody out in the fifth. We play seven innings by regulation. Tied after equal at bats in seven count. We go to extras. 0-2 pitch out over the outer edge of the plate and stroked into right center field for a base hit for Stock. Alonzo all the way to third.
Just a slow roller where nobody was. Gets through the gap there.
Good piece of hitting, too. That pitch outside and Stock just drove it. Runners at the corners and nobody out here in the top of the fifth. I think back to the bottom of the fourth when Armstrong had two on and nobody out, and the line drive took him out of it because of the double play. Two-hitter, Addy Bracco. Well, you got to figure bunt here of some type. Well, I do, but Heidi Karcher doesn't. Bracco swings and misses. Tried to load up on that one. Bracco, a couple of strikeouts. That's the other piece that leads me to my way of thinking, but he's ready to bust out of it here. No balls and a strike. Pitch to Bracco. Comes inside. Almost hit her. A ball and a strike.
Just turned away from that one to avoid getting hit.
Bracco, 317 average on the season coming in. Has five doubles among her 20 base hits. There's a 1-1. Pitch on the outside edge is strike two. Runners at the corners and nobody out. Top of the fifth inning in a 2-2 tie with a 5A WPIL softball championship on the line. Madison Baker takes too long, and Bracco asks for time and steps back out.
Baker's taking a long time throughout the whole game. Some softball pitchers, I mean, they just you can barely breathe between pitches.
Wait till you see Lexi Hames in the 6A game. Curveball breaks away.
She's one of the top pitchers, maybe even country.
She is, and I will tell you, though, at the next level, Lexi Hames is going to have to learn to adjust because the pitch clock in college softball, she's going to get herself in trouble. Ground ball foul off the screen in front of the third base dugout. Game up at the Cannon McMillan game up at North Allegheny. We were up in the third, up in the left center field press box, and we were running a watch at times on her. Ball popped up, and that's going to drift back foul between the media tent and the concession building.
Good bat here by Bracco. Good opportunity for the 10th seeded Jaguars. 11-7 on the season, finished behind Connellsville and Trinity, and here they are in the championship game.
Alonzo at third, Stock at first. Pitch misses just off the edge. Ball in a straight line to wide of the mark. I don't know what that was. It flew into my left eye, but it got my attention, I will tell you that. 3-2 the count. Ball on the ground, again off the screen in front of the third base dugout.
Thomas Jefferson with one other softball championship in the WPIL. They were the 13 seed that year.
Three balls, two strikes. Ball hit in the air to left. Przenica makes the catch. Runner tags at third to throw back to the infield. Not in time, and with the throw getting to the cutoff, tagging and going to second is Stock. Thomas Jefferson has come back to take a 3-2 lead.
Sacrifice fly for Bracco. Alonzo across. How about this for TJ? Had one hit through the first three innings. Three hits now through the fourth and three batters here in the fifth with just one out now.
First pitch, a strike to Crezon, the center fielder. One out here in the inning with Stock at second. Armstrong, one in the first, one in the third. TJ, two in the fourth, one in the fifth. 0-1 to the plate. Misses wide. Final game of our triple header today has the 4A championship on the line. The one and two seeds meeting. Hampton and Elizabeth forward. Ball ripped down the left field line. It's got a lot of distance, but it's foul.
Cleared the fence just to the left of the foul pole.
How far foul was that? 5 feet maybe?
Yeah, it wasn't much.
4 feet, 5 feet foul. So we got three. We got three shots down the line now that aren't 10 feet total at foul, but they were foul. A ball and two strikes now. Crezon almost took the Jags up by three. That ball hit right on the button. Baker, long look in, leans her head to the left, and Crezon says, enough of that. Five home runs on the year. That was almost number six, and almost certainly the biggest. But it was not. Here comes the 1-2 to the plate. Lifted foul and out of play, first base side. The Warriors getting a heads up on that ball and ducking out of the way as it dropped in the warm-up area behind the first base dugout. Another 1-2, swing and a miss. Up the ladder goes Baker, and Crezon couldn't measure it. Sixth strikeout of the game, but that's the first strikeout since Bracco fanned her second time through. So 10 batters between strikeouts. Two out in the inning now. Morgan Alaseski, who's 2-for-2 today, comes to the plate. Takes a pitch off the edge. Alaseski's base hit set the Jags up with first and second and nobody out. And she almost ran down Crezon on the double hit by Grease.
That was some piece of running.
Pitch outside again, 2-0 to the cleanup hitter. Couple of hits today. Her next hit will be number 30 on the season. 2-0 pitch popped up in the infield. Third baseman Cloak in foul territory makes the grab, and the foul out ends the inning. But the Jags take the lead on one hit, one error, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Thomas Jefferson 3, Armstrong 2 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
We are, what are we at, 4:08 at the moment, local time. Last game was scheduled for 4:30, but we'll not get there.
No, we will not.
You know, baseball on opening day, middle game of a triple header went 14 innings. You do know that, right?
I did see that.
Swing and a miss. The first offering from Aubrey Schaefer, Shelby Cloak, who tripled last time up. Bottom of the fifth inning. Armstrong trailing for the first time today. Cloak takes a fastball high and away for a ball. Five hits for the River Hawks. Four hits for Thomas Jefferson, but the River Hawks also guilty of two errors that allowed runners to reach base. There are errors, and then there are costly errors, and the two errors are costly by the River Hawks. Pitch in for a strike. It's 1-2. Both of them opened innings with a runner who had appeared to have grounded out reaching base and later scoring. One ball, two strikes. Schaefer winds and deals to Cloak. Ball beat on the ground. Third baseman Stock. Love throw low. Not dug out by Tarpak. Here's an E5. Talk about errors opening innings, allowing batters to reach base.
First error of the game against Thomas Jefferson's defense.
Stock rushed that throw just a bit. Threw it low, and Tarpak couldn't dig it out. Jags got out of trouble in the last inning with a line drive double play. Here comes Jessie Pugh. She's driven in both Armstrong runs today.
She's crushed both of her balls, too.
Ground ball to third. Stock to second for one. Relay to first. Not in time. And credit Jessie Pugh for busting it down the line to avoid the twin killing.
Yeah, just beat the throw down there at first.
Lead runner retired, one out. Pugh on at first to Abby Bauer. A couple of line outs. One, the diving play into the gap, or on the ball coming in, rather, by right fielder Janosko. First pitch is in for a called strike. Bauer lined out to left to end the first inning. And then after the Pugh sack fly, hit a sinking line drive that Janosko laid out to grab in front of her. That's after she dove to catch the sack fly. Pitch off the mark, 1-1. Bottom of the fifth inning, Thomas Jefferson with a one-run lead. Aubrey Schaefer checks the wristband, steps onto the pitching rubber, winds and deals. 1-1 outside for a ball, 2-1. Pugh, the runner at first. Corner infielders up in front of the bases. Flair into left field, coming on, making a running grab is Hannah Alonzo. Two outs in the inning. Got a good first step where she doesn't get to that ball. Or if she does, she's going to have to lay out. But the good first step, you know, ball hit right at you is the toughest. That ball had enough height, though, that she could get a read on it and come quickly, make the grab. That'll bring up Prezenica, a walk and a fly out to left in her two plate appearances. First pitch to the plate. Misses low for a ball, and that drop ball from Aubrey Schaefer. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-2. Thomas Jefferson looking for its second WPIL title. Armstrong down a run looking for its second District 7 championship. Pitch in for a strike at 1-1. One misses high, back pick, runner heads for second. Karpak turned to put the tag down on the back pick, and Pugh read the throw and took off for second. And when Karpak was surprised when she looked down, there was no runner sliding into her, had no chance.
Karpak had no idea that Pugh had taken off for second base. She caught that ball, went for the tag at the ankles, back at the peg, and there's nobody there.
Stolen base for Pugh.
I think now we're going to see a pinch runner now at second, now that Pugh's in scoring position.
I recognize you could have somebody faster, but I mean, she just stole a base on a back pick. She not all that slow. Maddie Sturgeon coming on to run, a freshman. Represents the tying run. So this is a substitution for the first baseman. Two balls and one strike the count on Isabel Prezenica. Ball ripped but foul. Ooh, hello.
Our crowd mic's down there right on the tubing for the tarp.
It was on the tubing. It may not be now.
I put it down. It got knocked off in the first game. I put it down below for the second game.
Folks, you all heard that. That hit the tubing that the tarp rolls up in. 2-2 grounder to third, foul wide of the mark. Two outs in the inning. Tying run at second base. Maddie Sturgeon, the pinch runner, there. Aubrey Schaefer looking for the out pitch. Here comes the 2-2. Popped up. Third baseman, Stock, makes the catch. Side retired. A leadoff error, but no damage done. A runner left on. We played five. Thomas Jefferson 3, Armstrong 2, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Go to the top of the sixth. Check of the line score as you see it. 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, 4 left for TJ. 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, and 7 left on for Armstrong. The Riverhawks stranded 1 in the first, 3 in the second, 2 in the fourth, and another run there in the fifth inning. Top of the sixth inning, it's Elena Grease to lead off. 2-run double tied the ball game in the fourth for the Jags. It's been solid contact for TJ from that the start of that inning on against Madison Baker. Looks like Pugh has returned at first. Just want to confirm that.
Called strike on the inner edge there to Greece.
Indeed, Jesse Pugh has re-entered the game at first. Creese a line out to short and the two-run double. Takes a pitch up and in for a ball. Baker's 1-1. Nice curveball. Started right at the batter and curved over the heart of the plate. Ball and two strikes. Baker checks with the dugout, gets the sign, the righty deals. Fastball off the edge, right exactly where catcher Bauer wanted it. Tried to get a chase there by Greece. Two-two, stroked, but foul. And out of play, left side.
Had that big double in the fourth inning. Had a nice line drive. Ended up in an out in the first. And Paul didn't even have to move on it.
3-1 lead, or 3-2 lead, swing and a miss. Greece chased the pitch that was down and out of the zone. That's seven strikeouts for Madison Baker. You can see that ball not only out of the zone, but running down and away from her even further. Allie Chalovich to the plate. The four hits for TJ in the first, fourth, and fifth spots in the lineup. Only one time a batter here in this bottom four spots has reached base. And that was Hannah Alonzo, reached on the air and scored the tie-breaking run. First pitch in for a strike. Chalovich popped a second and fly out to center. Strokes one off the screen protecting the media deck above the third base dugout. And now Chalovich finds herself in an 0-2 hole.
Would have been close to hitting our camera if we set up there like we were going to.
We were up there. Well, yeah, we were. Two of us.
I did not.
Were up there.
I did
you
not climb up there.
No balls, two strikes. Baker, long time at the head of the circle. Chalovich takes a pitch down and away. Breeze picks up here, and dust flies in the infield. It's another reason to be out here in the outfield. When they drag the infield between games and you're in there and everything you own gets covered in that layer of that fine dust. 1-2, Chalovich pops it foul. Well, she has been turned around as if to bunt the last couple of pitches and then pulls back. Took one pitch, fouled that pitch off.
You got that bunt back in time to swing the bat and still pull it left.
Yep, hands out in front. Pitch off the edge. Evens the count now at 2-2. It looked like the first base dugout. It looked like Mike Gaffney reacting to the first base dugout, telling that pitch was off. Baker brings the 2-2 to the plate. Chalovich rips another one foul. Heidi Karcher helping out there. Third base coach's box. Get the ball back to the fielders. Brilliant sunshine breaks back out. Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the sixth. Chalovich takes that pitch away. Oh, a nice battling at bat here from Chalovich. Count was 1-2. Took a pitch, fouled off a pitch, took another pitch, fouled another pitch off. We're at 3-2. Ball pulled foul again.
She just can't wait on it. I mean, she's pulled them all to the left. Every one of these foul balls have been out of play down the left field line. She's just got to sit on it. She gets a hold of one, she's going to put it in play.
Well, Three balls, two strikes. Popped up straight back this time. Heads up in the concession area. Staging area, the waiting area, the queue. You get conked on the head.
I had a hot dog earlier. It was good.
You'll be familiar with the queue as you head to, you're heading somewhere next week, right? Down south? There'll be lines there. Just telling you. The two most popular mice in the world. Pitch outside, ball four. That's a great at bat by Chalovich to work the walk. It's the first, I'm sorry, second walk of the game, the first since the leadoff batter. And that'll bring up Taylor Karpak. Going to get a runner at first base. Callan Behringer will be the runner at first, courtesy runner for the catcher. So Chalovich aboard for the first time, and he gets to stand there for all of 30 seconds or thereabouts, and Behringer takes over.
Did her job, though.
One out walk to Taylor Karpak, standing in now. Fly out and a strikeout in her two at-bats. Karpak pops it up behind third. Shortstop Paul goes out. Left fielder Przenica comes in and makes the catch. Second time Karpak has flown out to Przenica. Two down.
Carried a little further out there than I thought it was going to. Przenica coming in. Thought Paul was going to have a chance at it, but that's an easy out for Przenica.
And that'll bring up Aubrey Schaefer. She also 0 for 2 with a pop out to left and a strikeout in the game. First pitch in for a called strike, inner edge. Winner of this game will take on Latrobe in the first round of the state playoffs on Monday. The loser travels into District 3 to play either Southwestern or Solanco, the District 3 runner-up. That championship game on the docket for tonight, a 6:15 start out in the center part of the state. And that district will host. Ball and a strike, the count to Schaefer. It's missing inside. Stared that right down underneath her elbows. 2-1. When Baker looked like she was ready to go, and then all of a sudden turned hard to the right and did a circle back around. Now ready to go. 2-1. Cuts across the plate, outside corner, evens the count at 2-2.
Nice pitch.
Two balls, two strikes. 3-2 lead for Thomas Jefferson. Runner at first and two out here in the top of the sixth inning. Baker gets the sign and the right-hander deals. Pitch way off the mark, 3-2.
Working that outer edge.
Runner at first. Behringer is ready. Baker ready. Winds and deals. 3-2 flared foul to the backstop screen. So everybody will load up to do it again. Probably don't need to tell you that Behringer will be off on the pitch. Baker leans ahead to the left, gets the sign, deals 3-2, swing and a miss, side retired. Couple of strikeouts in the inning for Baker, a one-out walk and a runner left on to the bottom of the sixth. Thomas Jefferson 3, Armstrong 2 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
go to the bottom of the sixth inning, 7-8-9 hitters due up for Armstrong. Last time through in this spot, it came through, but a line drive double play cleaned up most of the mess. But what we know is that Armstrong, one way or another, one inning or another, will get the heart of their batting order back to the plate. TJ with a 3-2 lead. Jags will also get the top of the order to a bat in the top of the seventh when we get there. Entertaining ball game, as you would hope for in the WPIL Championships. Doesn't always work out that way, but 3-0 Neshanic win over Bentworth in the 2A Championship. Armstrong took 1-0 and 2-0 leads through three innings. Thomas Jefferson tied it with two in the fourth. Took the lead with one in the fifth. Still have that lead. Now as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Jordan Klingensmith singled her last time up. 1-for-2 in the game. Aubrey Schaefer been hit hard a couple of times, a bunch of times actually, but the number of those into outs. But has done a nice job to work her way through the five hits she has allowed. Three singles, a double, and a triple. Two runs on the board for Armstrong. First pitch is low for a ball. Comes the 1-0 delivery. Schaefer puts that in the dirt, 2-0. Worked around a couple of walks in the bottom part of the batting order in the second. Got out of trouble there, leaving the bases loaded around her. Schaefer steps up onto the pitching rubber, winds and deals a 2-0. That misses high for ball three. And Armstrong obviously looking for people on base.
Hear the Armstrong dugout getting loud too.
Three balls, no strikes. Pitch to the plate. It's a called strike. I don't think Klingensmith had any thoughts about swinging at that.
I'd agree with you. It's bottom third of the Armstrong lineup with a pair of hits.
Schaefer, the TJ freshman. Three balls and one strike. Ball ripped. One hop. Shortstop Bracco throws right on the money. One out. Solid contact, but an atom ball.
It's the first clean ground out, really, in the game. Had a couple of them that it was a fielder's choice type ground out. That is the first clean 6-3 done for Armstrong at the plate.
Yeah, the only other ground ball was the ball hit by Pugh that Cloak was retired on a round-the-horn double play attempt. One out here in the inning, ball laced, knocked down by Stock. Pick it up, throw to first, not in time. Lily Guthrie blistered that ball and is going to get a base hit out of it.
It's a pair of hits for Guthrie in a game now. She rips this one down the left field line. We saw Stock glove one earlier in this one on an Emma Paul line drive. This one she knocks down, but not enough to be able to get that out at first. That's a base hit for Guthrie. Strong hit off the bat.
Jason, can we see that again? You think you want to play third base? Let's see if we get that ball just blistered. A fly ball well hit to left, and it's gone. Two-run home run for Madison Baker.
Sorry, partner.
A two-run shot well over the fence in left field. The nine-hitter Baker jumps the first pitch.
Rocketed that one out of play, right towards left center.
And the blistered base hit the third, followed immediately by a crushed two-run home run from Madison Baker. And with that, Armstrong has taken a 4-3 lead.
Wow, she just crushes this one. We were talking earlier about having your nine-spot batter bunt. Let her swing away if she's got that kind of power. Baker just blisters this one out of the park. puts the Riverhawks on top. Wow.
Remember I talked about one way or another, one inning or another, the heart of the lineup's going to get there. The bottom part of the batting order says, we don't need that. We're going to do the thing right here. And sure enough, grounder to short, rip single to third, two-run home run to left field. Emma Paul takes the first pitch for ball one. In the dirt, 2-0. And now the Jags, when we go to the top of the seventh, will need a run at least. They'll 9-1-2 scheduled batters. But they'll need at least one. One out here in the sixth. 2-1 ripped off the glove of Stock. That's a fair ball. Paul rounds first and will hold up there. Emma Paul has hit two line drives right at Olivia Stock. One stuck in the glove. That one did not. That's the second ball this inning that Stock has had hit right at her.
Nothing you can do with them either. Stick the glove out and see if you can get there. I mean, those are ripped right at Stock at third.
Now Natalie Ziegler to bat.
Armstrong trying to add on to a lead.
That's three straight hard hit balls in this frame off of Schaefer. First pitch ball. Schaefer 0 for 3, a strikeout, fly out to center, pop out to short. And the TJ crowd is stunned. The quick turn of events. 0-1 in the dirt, handled by Chalovich, 2-0. Oh, the Riverhawks have had opportunities. They stranded seven base runners through the first five innings. Trying to break the seams on the softball here in the sixth. 2-0 to the plate, up and away, ball three. Paul on at first. Delay there. Home plate umpire Mike Gaffney looking over to the third base dugout, but appear to be anybody there talking at him. Now the batter Ziegler back in, 3-0. Strike called right down the heart of the plate. Armstrong leading 4-3. With a pair of runs in here in this inning on the Madison Baker two-run home run. Ground ball into the left field. Base hit. Paul holds up at second. That's the fourth straight solid ball hit by the Riverhawks. Two on, one out.
Armstrong had five hits through the first five innings. They've got four in this frame alone here in the bottom of the sixth to regain the lead.
Four in a row. Single, homer, single, single.
Armstrong has turned it on.
The Jags need something special here to try to put this down. Back pick throw almost went into center field. Nice scramble by Alaseski to get to that ball.
We've got Emma Paul at second, by the way, who has some speed. If that ball does get into center field.
Now another conference umpire went into the third base dugout. Runner for Armstrong at first. This is the flex player, Clara Toy, in to run for Ziegler. Difference between baseball designated hitter and softball designated player, flex player, is that you can plug the flex player in anywhere in the lineup. So Toy becomes the DP. She's running at first base. Two on, one out here. Line shot over the shortstop, Bracco into left field. Paul rounding third, heading for home and will score. Shelby Cloak with the RBI single, her second hit of the game. Paul scores to make it 5-3. Fifth hit of the inning, fifth hit in a row for Armstrong. Still two on and one out. Jessie Pugh to bat. She drove in the first two runs of the game. Pitch misses up and away for a ball. Now Toy at second, Cloak at first. Cloak's had herself a day, been on base all four times. A walk, a triple, a couple of runs scored, reached on an error, and now the RBI single. What you want from your three spot. Pitch in for a called strike. It's one and one on Pugh. Not a bad start to the game for Pugh. RBI double with two out in the first. Sack fly in the third inning. Wind in the 1-1. Pugh takes low for a ball.
So what a frame for Armstrong.
Just remember, they were down 6-1 in the fourth in their semifinal game. You know they're not going to panic. They've been here 4 years in a row now. And down a run wasn't going to get them rattled. Pitch into Pugh for a strike. It's 2-2. But what an inning. The ground ball to short was hard hit. And then sharp single. Two-run home run on the next pitch. Single, single, single. And another run in. And all three of those base hits after the homer. Hard hit. Ground ball foul wide of third. Count holds at 2-2. The Jags would love a one-hop ground ball to Stock right at the third base bag. Pugh hit into a force play and beat the wrap on an attempted double play around the horn her last time up. It was another 2-2. Pugh lifts it foul and out of play. Well, the third game of our triple header was due to start 9 minutes ago. Hampton and Elizabeth forward, so and we're only in the sixth in this one. Six-three lead, ground ball, diving attempt by the shortstop. Bracco can't get their ball into center field, throw into third. Safe the call there. RBI single for Pugh as she drives in her third run of the game. Cloak gets into third right ahead of the tag, and Pugh takes second base on the throw.
Six straight hits now for Armstrong.
And a 6-3 lead for the Riverhawks. Batter is Abby Bauer.
Asks for time and steps out.
Schaefer winds and deals. First pitch right at the feet of the batter. Ball one. And now no force play on the runners with that throw into third base. So only one out. It's outside, ball two. Eighth batter in the inning, Abby Bauer. The only batter in the lineup without a hit for Armstrong. Two balls, no strikes. Schaefer deals. Ball hit in the air and hit well to left center field. It's out of here. Three-run home run for Abby Bauer.
Wow.
Only batter without a hit, no more.
Two home runs in an inning for Armstrong. They've blown this one up in the bottom of the sixth. Coming back from down.
technical issues disappearing. It is 9-3 lead for Armstrong. Two-run home run for Baker, three-run home run for Bauer in the inning. Przenica called out on strikes for the second out of the inning. And now Jordan Klingensmith to bat for the second time here in this frame. Seven straight hits, and all of them hard hit after the ground out to short opened the frame. Klingensmith takes up and away for a ball. While we were off in some other land there for a few moments, and we apologize. Heidi Karcher did come out and have a meeting in the circle with the entire infield. Seven straight hits for Armstrong to come from down 3-2 to up 9-3. Pitch in for a strike. Three balls and one strike to Klingensmith, I believe. Schaefer trying to get out of this sixth inning. Ball stroked to left, a base hit, throw to first, not in time. Klingensmith singles. Eight hits in the inning.
Seven of those hits sandwiched between out one and out two, by the way. First batter of the inning was Klingensmith. She grounded out. All of that coming with one out.
Lily Guthrie to stand in now. She had the first of the hits in the frame. Takes this pitch for a called strike. Two outs. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, Armstrong has clearly taken control. Swing and a miss. Now an 0-2 count. And again, we apologize. We have no idea what it was that shut everything off and brought it back on, but it did. No balls, two strikes. Pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. Side retired, but not before the damage is done. Armstrong played seven runs on eight hits, one left on. We go to the seventh. Your score now. Armstrong, 9. Thomas Jefferson, 3 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We go to the seventh inning, 9-1 and 2 to bat up for Thomas Jefferson. He needs six runs before three outs.
Armstrong just put up seven runs in a frame. Can't count out the Jaguars yet.
Yeah, they did seven runs in seven batters.
It's a pretty impressive inning there for the Riverhawks.
It was indeed.
They'll look back on that inning forever if they can get these three outs here.
Hannah Alonzo to lead off, slap. Ball into left. Caught by the left fielder, Przenica on the run. That is a picture of a shoe top grab.
My goodness.
And able to get it just before it found its way. Alonzo with a great at-bat there, and it ends up in a fly out to left.
Didn't have to lay out for that one either. Just ran up on just enough time to catch it off the big toe.
California's Lily Field, and obviously some kind of power issue here in the facility. Alonzo with a fly out to left. A base hit for Olivia Stock. Batter now is Addie Bracco. She's in a 1-2 hold at the plate. Armstrong with the 9-3 lead thanks to that 7-run sixth inning. Bracco takes a fastball away. Two balls, two strikes. Baker deals.
Hitter.
Pitch hit the batter. So two on and one out.
Thomas Jefferson not going away here.
As they say, every rally starts somewhere. Bracco and Stock, one out here in the inning. Creason comes on now, and Keith Schaefer taking a trip to the circle to talk things over. Two on, one out for Thomas Jefferson here in the top of the seventh inning. The Jags must score six before giving up their third out. Or Armstrong will win its second championship in three seasons. Armstrong led 1-0, then 2-0. Pitch to the plate, misses high to Creason. Thomas Jefferson tied it with two runs in the fourth, took a 3-2 lead with a single run in the fifth inning, but then seven straight hits and seven runs across in the sixth for Armstrong. Pop up in the infield. Infield fly, the batter out, ball caught by the shortstop Paul right in front of the second baseman Klingensmith. And now Morgan Alaseski comes to the plate. Two on and two out. And a brilliant sunshine breaks out here. First pitch misses for a ball. Nate checking all facilities here at Penn West, California. Ball hit in the air to left. Przenica over into foul territory. Makes the grab just into foul territory at the fence to end the ball game. And the Armstrong Riverhawks win the 2024 WPIL 5A championship. And they do it with the power of that 7-run sixth inning. The foul out by Alaseski ends the game. We'll get you a recap when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Penn West, California's Lily Field. Let's get you a scoring recap in this Armstrong WPIL championship win. The Riverhawks took a 1-0 lead. Two out in the bottom of the first. Shelby Cloak walked, and Jesse Pugh, after being in an 0-2 hole, worked the count full, stroked an RBI double to score Cloak, make it 1-0. Bottom of the third inning, Cloak led off with a triple, and Pugh followed with a sack fly to right field to make it 2-0. Jaguars pull even. Top of the fourth inning, Crezon reached on an errant throw by shortstop Emma Paul. Morgan Alaseski with a base hit, and Elena Grease with a ringing two-run double that tied the ball game. Took us to the top of the fifth inning. Hannah Alonzo reached on an error as first baseman Pugh didn't get to the bag on a ground ball hit to short, and the error allowed Alonzo to reach. Olivia Stock with a base hit, runners to the corners, and Addie Bracco lofted a sack fly to left that scored Alonzo to give Thomas Jefferson a 3-2 lead. Stayed that way to the bottom of the sixth. After one out, solid, hard base hits in succession, two of them leaving the yard. Lily Guthrie with a single. Madison Baker hit the next pitch for a two-run home run that put the River Hawks in front to stay. Emma Paul, single. Natalie Ziegler, single. Shelby Cloak, base hit and an RBI. Jesse Pugh, base hit and an RBI. Abby Bauer, three-run home run to end the scoring on the afternoon as Armstrong scores seven runs on eight hits in that sixth inning, and they would go on to win it. Here are your totals. Armstrong, 9 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors, 8 left on. Thomas Jefferson, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, and 7 left on. Armstrong improves to 18-3 and will enter the PIAA playoffs and will take on Latrobe on Monday. Thomas Jefferson's WPIL season drops to 11-8. The Jags will travel into District 3 to play either Southwestern or Solanco, the District 3 runner-up. Pitching numbers, Madison Baker gets the win. 3 runs, 1 earned, allowed just 5 hits in the ballgame. Hit a batter, walked 2, and struck out 8. The loss goes to Aubrey Schaefer in the 6 innings, charged with all 9 runs, all earned, on 13 hits on the afternoon. Allowed 4 walks in the ball game, and again 13 hits, and struck out 4. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Two championship games in the books. One more to go today. Three more coming your way tomorrow here in the 5A championship game. Back and forth battle. The Armstrong Riverhawks get the win 9-3 over Thomas Jefferson. And our player of the game is going to be winning pitcher Madison Baker, holding TJ to 3 runs, only 1 earned on just 5 hits. A pretty good outing in the circle. Looked like it was going to be not enough, but then she took care of that. Madison Baker with the two-run home run in the bottom of the sixth, out of the 9 spot in the batting order. And Baker with the two-run home run took Armstrong from down 1 to up 1 and into the winner's circle here this afternoon. So for that, our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. I thought we were, then I thought we weren't, and I'm going to guess that we are not. going to wait on Nate Rigotti. I think he's working on this power issue that's inflicted damage over the last inning and a half of this 5A championship game. So we're going to move to wrap it up there. Would you concur there? Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition, by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. And by Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Our thanks to head coaches Heidi Karcher and Keith Schaefer, to the WPIL Softball Committee and Chair Scott Moore, and to the entire crew here at Penn West, California. For my partner Nate Rigotti, our floor director Jason Tennant, Eric Bennett, Brandon Bennett, and Brett Gombito on camera, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 5A Softball Championship game, your final score, Armstrong 9, Thomas Jefferson 3. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.